Hello, Chris.
Hello, Simone.
Can you describe your family situation?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I've been living in a rainbow-like family situation for about 2 years. My partner, he's got a son. I have got a son. My partner's son is 9 years old. My own son is 4 years old. My son lives roughly 1 hour away from me, so there's at times some commuting to do, which is fine. And it's a very lovely neighborhood, good people, down-to-earth people. We would very often go for walks, spend our time, I don't know, going to the lake or making a fire somewhere in the woods. I think there is not really a difference to any other family. All the activities that we do, it's just that two guys have two sons or two kids.
What do you love about your family?
They're all very colorful. Very inspiring, uplifting. Yeah, what I really like is that we are very active. We seldom stay at home, so we would always do something together. And as I mentioned before, we are extremely outdoorsy. You know, I'm a lake person, so we will go to the lake, go for a swim. But we also go for hikes in the mountains. We love the mountains. And it's different because they're, you know, the women are absent in our family in the sense when we are together, it's just four guys, basically. But the kids go to bed at 8:30, wake up in the morning. We would, you know, give them breakfast, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just a regular family.
What are challenges living as a rainbow family?
I can just give you an example. When we would go for walks outside, so as mentioned before, we are, I think, a very regular family, but there are two guys walking with two kids. And of course, you know, every so often we would hug each other or hold hands. And when people see us, you know, they tend to be irritated because it's not the norm.
What do you wish for the future of rainbow families?
I mean, it's a political issue and there still needs some debate as to, you know, how people can live, you know, different forms of cohabitation. I think we need to open our minds a little bit and to accommodate people, you know, with a different background and also sexual orientation. I think rainbow families probably will change people's attitude a little bit as it becomes more normal, you know, that you see like two women having kids or two men having kids, so that they present an alternative form of living, which is absolutely viable.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris.
You're most welcome.